AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Senate has handed a victory to President Biden.
The yeas are 69, the nays are 30. The bill, as amended, is passed.
With bipartisan approval of a traditional infrastructure overhaul bill, the president says the nation has been waiting since the previous administration.
We're on the cusp of an infrastructure decade that I truly believe will transform America.
Now Democrats are working on the second part, a $3.5 trillion package to increase social safety and environmental programs. So far, the GOP is opposed. Senator Lindsey Graham.
They're just throwing every liberal idea and hope it sticks to the wall. And their whole reason for being on the left is in this bill.
Senate Republicans have introduced an avalanche of amendments that are aimed at making their rivals pay a price in next year's midterm elections. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced his resignation today. He says his words weren't always appropriate, but he still denies sexual harassment, which has been alleged by nearly a dozen women. Heavy rains pelted the Northern Caribbean today with a system that could soon develop into Tropical Storm Fred. Power outages have already been reported in Puerto Rico. The COVID-19 surge, fueled by the Delta variant, is hitting hard in places with low vaccination rates.
Florida has surpassed its previous high in COVID-19 cases. Kevin Cho Tipton is a critical care nurse practitioner in the Miami area.
We had less than 90 just last month. We now have over 600.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says children make up some 14% of the current cases. Hospitals are overcrowded. One heart attack patient bumped by six hospitals in New Orleans before finally finding an emergency room. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Dow gained 162 points today. This is AP News. A new poll finds most Americans have high trust in doctors, nurses, and pharmacists.
At least 7 in 10 Americans trust doctors, nurses, and pharmacists to do what's right for them and their families either most or all of the time. That's according to a poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Researchers say that trust could become important in the push to increase COVID-19 vaccinations. That's as long as unvaccinated people have care providers they know and are open to hearing new information about the vaccines. I'm Shelley Adler.
After July's collapse of a Miami area high-rise that killed nearly 100 people, residents of an 8-story condo building were ordered to evacuate last night. The building in Miami has been deemed unsafe by city officials. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.